This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with A Time for Everything, The God-Given Task, From Dust to Dust, An Unhappy Business, and A Threefold Cord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Gentlemen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The epistle is written in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. He said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" He answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The verse used in Lent between the Epistle and Gospel in the Divine Service settings 1 and 2 is from Joel 2, verse 13. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and abounding in steadfast love. This verse is a succinct summary of the message of the entire Lenten season. We are in the midst of texts that reveal our miserable condition and God's gracious solutions. A season that calls us to repent of our sinful, going our own ways rebellion, return to the Lord, and receive forgiveness from him as our gracious and merciful and loving Father through the atoning death of his Son, Jesus Christ. This Lenten verse is also an apt summary of the preaching of Jesus in our gospel reading from Luke 13. Jesus begins by calling to mind two real life events with which his hearers were familiar. Sometimes I hear pastors speaking about bringing current events into sermons. Such content should not dominate sermons, but the fact that Jesus mentions two tragic events here, the action of Pilate killing some Galileans, which the people were discussing, and the falling of a tower at Siloam that killed 18 people, actually shows the legitimacy of bringing current events into our preaching. Jesus did it. It's okay. You can do it too. If Jesus were preaching a similar sermon in America today, he may indeed say something like, "Do not think that those North Carolinians struck by Hurricane Helene or those Californians struck by the Palisades and Eaton fires were worse sinners than the rest of you." What is his point in referencing these specific tragedies? Jesus twice tells us, "I tell you, unless you repent, you will likewise perish." He gets their attention with these historical references to these tragedies, then drives home the theological point twice that unless we repent, we will face worse tragedy on the last day due to our sin. He is seeking to shake his hearers and us out of spiritual death or spiritual lethargy that thinks that we will be immune to God's judgment in the future. Sin without spirit-given faith that leads to repentance is like a terminal disease that will destroy us unless treated. Jesus then uses this memorable parable of the fig tree to illustrate merciful patience and love. You have some wonderful gospel that follows this very strong law in the first half of our text. This beautiful parable that illustrates the merciful patience and love of God as he seeks fruit, the fruit of faith from among his people. Now, in the Old Testament, a vineyard is very often an image used for Israel. Isaiah 5 is a great example of this. God planted, he nourished, and he tended Israel so that they would bear the fruit of faith. Jeremiah 8 and 24 even brings up the image of figs, both no figs and bad figs being produced from Israel, and the concern that this has in terms of describing the spiritual state of God's people. In this parable, the owner is coming to this fig tree in his vineyard. He's been coming 3 years, finding no figs. So he's ready to cut the fig tree down. But the vine dresser says to the owner, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I've dug around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." As that Lenten verse says, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. One of the patterns I had with my elders at Trinity Lutheran Church in Traverse City, Michigan, was to reach out to inactive members in that week before Ash Wednesday, in those early weeks of Lent. We were passionate and active in seeking to have the entire Trinity family back in worship during the Lenten season, and especially there in Holy Week, and there to keep the Easter feast. One of the tasks that some of you soon-to-be pastors, and also you deaconesses, will face when you come aboard is dealing with inactive members. Matter of fact, your board of elders may give you a list the first meeting that you're there and say, "Pastor, we need you to do something about these inactive members. We need you to shrink the membership role. We're actually going to get an assessment from the district about district convention and synodical conventions, so we better shrink it fast." You'll hear that. Remember these words. Remember this parable. Be patient and merciful. Fertilize with the word of God. Water with the gospel of Jesus. Pray for renewed faith and life, and wait and watch for fruit to come. As in this parable, a pastor works with patience and mercy to see if there is renewed faith that bears fruit before he puts the axe to the tree. Jesus noted Pontius Pilate had mingled the blood of Galileans with their sacrifices. These Galileans were probably killed in Jerusalem while they were offering their Passover lambs. It would not be lost on Luke that Pontius Pilate later shed the innocent blood of another Galilean, the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, on Passover in the place of guilty sinners. For it is in Luke's passion narrative that we have Jesus calling out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," and then saying to that repentant thief next to him, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Jesus abounds in steadfast love for sinners. You are the fig tree that Jesus loves and is patiently brought to life with the word and water of holy baptism and nurtured with his word. Today, with this bread and fruit of the vine, he gives his perfect Galilean flesh and blood, broken and shed by Pilate on Passover, to you, forgiving you all of your sins so that you continue to be a living and vibrant tree, producing the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. To use the words of Jesus in another gospel, "Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace, that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend all who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us, when, by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine, that is, his body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and at his command, and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Go in peace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.